Good afternoon. 下午好。
Those who are familiar with sports know what a relay race is.
谁喜欢跑步运动的知道什么是接力赛。
Teams compete.
接力赛是团队竞争。
Each person on a team runs a portion of the race.
团队里的每一个人参与比赛的一部分。
When it's a foot race, usually a baton is passed from one runner to the next.
如果是以跑步的形式比赛，必须将接力棒从一个选手传到下一个选手。
Each runner must hold on to the baton.
每名选手跑步的时候必须要持有接力棒。
Each runner finishes his lap and passes the baton on to the next.
每名选手完成他的跑道以后，必须传递接力棒给下一个选手。
The final runner must complete the race with the baton.
最后的选手必须持有接力棒完成比赛。
Paul pictured the Christian life and his ministry as a race.
保罗用接力赛来比喻基督徒的生活和他的事工。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, he reminded Timothy of his duties.
在提摩太后书第二章，他提醒提摩太关于他的责任。
He compared it to being an athlete.
他把他的责任和运动员相比。
The athlete competes according to the rules.
提摩太后书第二章十五节说，人若在场上比武。
In chapter 4, Paul wrote, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race.
提摩太二章十五节说：“人若在场上比武，并按规矩，就不能得冠冕。”第四章七节他说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了。”
But the Christian life and ministry is a race which we run together.
但是基督徒的生活事工是一场我们一起参与的比赛。
A Christian finishes the race well if he or she has kept hold of the truth.
基督徒能好好地完成比赛，如果他能持有真理。
The truth is like the baton.
真理就像接力棒。
You need to hold on to the truth to finish your lap well.
你需要坚持真理来好好地完成比赛。
But like passing the baton in a race, we must pass the truth on to others.
但是就像比赛中传递接力棒，我们必须将真理传给别人。
We pass it to others who will continue to run the race well.
我们把真理传递给别人，让别人好好地完成比赛。
Paul keenly felt the pressure to do so.
把真理传给别人，保罗感到压力。
In chapter 1, Paul had told Timothy how some had deserted him.
在第一章中，保罗告诉提摩太有些人抛弃他。
There must have been some disappointment.
保罗肯定有过失望的时候。
Personally, and for the sake of the gospel, Paul wanted the truth passed on safely.
保罗为了个人和福音的原因，继续的、安全的传递真理。
No one should drop the truth.
真理没有人应该放弃它。
Others needed to pass it on to still others.
我们需要把真理传递给别人。
Paul also sensed his coming death.
保罗感觉到他面临死亡的来临。
He would not be able to continue the ministry.
保罗将无法继续施工。
Others would have to do so.
需要接班人。
He had entrusted Timothy with the truth.
保罗委托了提摩太为真理的接班人。
Timothy needed to follow his example.
提摩太需要以保罗为榜样。
Don't be like those who deserted.
不要像那些抛弃保罗的人。
Be strong.
要坚强。
Don't drop the baton.
不要掉棒。
Pass it on.
继续传真理。
The things which Timothy had heard Paul say, he was to entrust to others.
在提摩太后书二章二节，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
The analogy of the relay race may help understand the command in 2 Timothy 2:2 to entrust the word to others.
接力赛的比喻可能有帮助于理解提摩太后书二章二节，委托别人继续传真理。
There are four guidelines for the spiritual relay race.
这种属灵的接力赛有四项规则。
To run the race well, we must prepare well.
我们要参与属灵的接力赛，必须做好准备。
Paul began his challenge in verse 1 of chapter 2.
提摩太后书二章一节，保罗开始了他的挑战。
Be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus.
提摩太后书二章一节说，我啊，你要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
We prepare by growing strong in grace.
做好准备就是在恩典里成长。
In the context, Paul explained the reasons for this proper preparation.
在这个上下文里面，保罗解释为什么需要做好准备。
Timothy needed to be strong in order to endure.
提摩太能够受苦，因为他坚强。
Others had deserted Paul.
其他人抛弃了保罗。
In chapter 4, Paul says Demas left because he loved the world.
因为迪马他在现今的世界就离开了我，往提萨罗尼亚去了。
Running the race requires endurance.
要参与属灵的比赛需要有耐力。
In chapter 2 verse 3, Paul tells Timothy to endure hardship.
在二章三节，保罗说你要和我同受苦难，就像耶稣基督的精兵。
Athletes must endure hardship to excel.
运动员必须要吃苦才能够脱颖而出。
Our race is also a spiritual battle.
我们的比赛也是一场属灵的战争。
Remember what Paul wrote in chapter 4.
请记住保罗在第四章这么写的。
Paul said, I have fought the good fight.
保罗说我已经打了美好的仗。
When a runner is passing the baton, it's not done until the baton is safely in the hand of the other runner.
当一个运动员传递接力棒，直到接力棒安全地传到下一个运动员的手里，他的工作才算完成。
Stopping 1 meter short does not win.
在终点一米前停止，不得奖。
Dropping the baton in the last second does not win.
最后一秒掉棒也不得奖。
The runner endures until he successfully passes the baton.
运动员必须忍受痛苦，直到他成功地传递接力棒。
In the context of chapter 2:1-2, we can also learn how to be strong or to grow strong in grace.
在二章一到二节，我们还可以学习如何在恩典里成长。
The Apostle Peter specifically said to grow in grace.
彼得后书三章十八节说，使徒彼得明确地表示在恩典里成长。
Paul's word, be strong, had the sense of being strengthened.
保罗说要坚强，有成长的意思。
Being strong is the goal.
坚强是目标。
Growing stronger is what we work at.
成长。为一个坚强的人是我们的工作。
We grow stronger in grace by trusting God to accomplish what He has promised.
我们信靠上帝，在恩典里成为一个坚强的人，这是他所承诺的。
Paul told Timothy in chapter 1 that we have power from God.
一章七节，保罗告诉提摩太，从上帝那里我们获得权力。
We can grow strong in grace when we look at both negative and positive examples.
我们可以在恩典里成长，成为一个坚强人。当我们看正面，同时也看负面的例子。
Paul gave such examples in chapter 1, verses 15 to 18.
在一章十五节、十八节，保罗给了这样的例子。
The negative examples warn us.
负面的例子警告我们，提醒我们。
The positive examples encourage us.
正面的例子鼓励我们。
Both are motivations to keep trusting God.
两者都是我们保持信靠上帝的动机。
We don't want to be like the bad examples.
坏榜样我们不能学。
The positive examples tell us that it's possible to endure.
好榜样告诉我们，我们有忍受的能力。
Look at chapter 2, verses 3 to 4.
让我们看一看第二章三节和四节。
A soldier does not get involved in civilian affairs.
一个士兵不会涉及民间的事务。
Instead, he seeks to please his commanding officer.
相反，他试图讨好他的指挥官。
We can grow stronger in grace by putting aside unnecessary activities.
民间的事务，我们可以抛开，专心在恩典里面成长壮大。
Instead, we do those things that foster growth.
我们只做那些促进我们在恩典里成长的事情。
We learn and apply God's word.
我们学习，我们运用神的话语。
We are diligent in prayer.
我们勤于祈祷。
Look at verse 5.
请看第五节。
A runner looks to the prize and gains strength to keep going.
奖品鼓励选手继续前进。
We can also grow stronger by looking to our reward.
我们奖励也可以让我们成长壮大。
The runner also knows and keeps the rules.
选手知道保守规则。
Even training rules are important for an athlete.
即使是训练的规则，对运动员而言也是重要的。
Improper diet can weaken an athlete's performance.
饮食不当可以削弱运动员的表现。
The athlete trusts the trainer.
运动员信任教练。
Seeing results encourages more trust.
当运动员有了成绩以后，对教练就会更有信心。
We grow strong in the grace that's in Christ.
恩典，当恩典是在基督里，我们在恩典里，在基督里成长。
Look at verse 6.
请看第六节。
The farmer anticipates a harvest.
农民预期收成。
Therefore he endures the hard work.
因此他忍受了艰苦的工作。
He is confident that the seed will germinate.
他相信种子会发芽。
He is confident that there will be sun and rain.
他相信会有日晒雨淋。
Look at verse 8 for the ultimate strengthener.
请看第八节，他是如何鼓励我们的呢？
Paul says, remember Jesus Christ.
保罗说，请记得耶稣基督。
Remember who he is.
记得他是谁。
He is God come in the flesh.
他是神成了肉身而来的。
Remember what he has done.
记得他的所作所为。
He died in the place of the sinner.
他为罪人而死。
He took our sins upon himself.
他我们的罪他承担在自己身上。
He rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
He's a living savior.
他是一个活生生的救主。
Remember what he will yet do.
记得他还要做的事。
He will return.
他会回来。
He will come for his own.
他将会自己回来。
And that should motivate us to endure.
我们忍受痛苦是为了耶稣回来。
We become stronger in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
我们在耶稣基督的恩典里成长。
In any team sport, it's important to have the right team members.
在任何团队的运动，合适的团队成员是非常重要的。
The team wants the baton to reach the finish line.
团队希望接力棒达到终点线。
We want the truth passed on.
我们要传递真理。
We don't want it dropped along the way.
我们不希望在传递真理的路上掉棒。
The primary characteristic which Paul looked for in team members was reliability.
最重要的性格在保罗所寻找的，在一个团队里面就是有可靠的人。
Go back and look at verse 2.
请看第二节。
Entrust the truth to reliable men.
委托真理给可靠的人。
This is an aspect which we saw in the last sermon.
这是我们上一次听到的。
You deposit valuables to someone you trust.
你信任的人，你才存放贵重的物品。
The truth is passed on to those you would consider reliable.
你认为可靠的人，才能将真理传给他。
They are going to handle the truth correctly and well.
可靠的人才会正确地好好地处理真理。
That is what Paul said of stewards in 1 Corinthians 4, verses 1 and 2.
这就是保罗在哥林多前书四章一到二节说，做神的管家要有忠心。
The Corinthians were to consider him and Apollos as stewards.
哥林多考虑保罗和亚波罗是神的管家。
God had entrusted them with the truth.
上帝把真理委托给他们。
Their responsibility was to be faithful with that trust.
他们的责任是忠实地对待上帝委托给他们的真理。
They needed to act as God expected.
他们的所作所为要以神为标准。
Timothy was to look for those who had already proven themselves as reliable.
提摩太寻找人是以已经证明了自己是可靠的人为标准。
Paul had done this with Timothy himself.
保罗寻找提摩太，提摩太已经证明了自己是一个可靠的人。
We read in Acts 16 how Paul had added Timothy to his missionary team.
在《使徒行传》16章，我们知道保罗是如何决定在传教的团队里面加入提摩太。
But before adding him, Paul asked others about Timothy's reputation.
保罗在加入提摩太之前，保罗问别人关于提摩太的声誉。
It says that the believers in his area spoke well of him.
在提摩太的区域，信徒们对提摩太有好感。
This is also true in Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章也是这么说。
When the apostles needed men to help in Jerusalem, they sought out qualified men.
当使徒们需要在耶路撒冷找帮手的时候，他们找合格的人。
Mark had proven himself unfaithful on the first missionary journey.
在第一个传教之旅，马克证明了自己的不忠。
For that reason, Paul did not want to take him on his next trip.
出于这个原因，下一个传教之旅，保罗不想带他。
Paul sought reliable men.
保罗寻找可靠的人。
When we've spoken of men, the word here in 2 Timothy 2:2 is not specifically males.
当我们在提摩太二书二节用 man 英文这个字，不过不只是指男性。
There's a different word for that in Greek.
因为在希腊文里面有一个不同的词。
This could be broadly people.
在希腊文里面可能是广泛的指人。
Timothy was to entrust the truth to faithful people.
提摩太的任务是传真理给忠实的人。
Nevertheless, men and not women were to be the authoritative teachers in the church.
在教堂，权威的教师是男人，不是女人。
Paul is careful elsewhere to define the roles of men and women.
在定义男人跟女人的角色的时候，保罗是小心的。
Elders are to be men.
长老是男人。
He wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12, I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet.
提摩太前书二章十二节，我不允许女人讲道，也不允许她下管男人，只要沉静。
However, that does not mean that women were not to be entrusted with the truth.
但是这并不意味着真理不能委托给女人。
Paul wrote to Titus that older women were to teach younger women.
保罗写信给提多，年老的妇女应该教年轻的女人。
Parents, including mothers, were to teach their children.
父母包括母亲要教导他们的孩子。
There is a teaching ministry which women have.
妇女还有一个教学的事工。
Entrusting the truth is also more than just teaching.
传真理是大于教学。
Timothy was to teach the truth to many.
提摩太必须教许多人真理。
He was to proclaim the truth even to those who did not want to hear.
甚至他那些不想听的，他也必须把真理传给他们。
He was to teach the truth to those who opposed him.
谁反对他，他就有责任教谁。
He was to teach those who had been caught by Satan.
谁被撒旦捉住了，他就有责任教谁。
But Timothy was to entrust the truth to faithful men.
但是提摩太传真理给忠心的人。
To entrust the truth includes the expectation that it will be kept safe.
委托真理给一个人，你期望他安全地保留真理。
It includes the expectation that it will be passed on.
委托真理给一个人，你期望他将真理继续传递。
It requires more time.
需要时间。
It requires more effort.
需要下功夫。
Paul sought to invest in reliable people.
保罗在寻找可靠的人下功夫。
He counseled Timothy to do the same.
他劝告提摩太也这样做。
Paul was sometimes disappointed.
保罗有些时候失望。
Not everyone finished the race well.
不是每一个人都能够好好的完成比赛。
We should do our best to entrust the truth to reliable people.
我们要尽最大的努力把真理传给可靠的人。
But we should recognize that some may not continue as they should.
我们应该认识到有些人可能不可靠。
You should also ask yourself if you are reliable.
你应该问你自己，你自己可靠吗？
Do you demonstrate faithfulness?
你的表现忠诚吗？
Would someone entrust you with the good deposit?
会有人把钱交托给你吗？
How do you demonstrate faithfulness?
你怎么证明你是忠诚的？
Now, runners practice passing the baton.
运动员练习传接力棒。
They want to do it quickly.
他们要快。
But they want to do it carefully.
他们要小心。
If one drops it, they lose valuable time.
如果接力棒掉了，那么宝贵的时间就浪费。
They practice and know exactly how to pass it on.
他们练习知道怎么样正确的传递接力棒。
How do we rightly pass the truth on to someone else?
我们如何正确地把真理传给别人呢？
How does entrusting others with the truth appear?
委托别人传真理，你应该注意什么呢？
Look again at verse 2.
请看第二节。
It implies that the primary way to entrust others with the truth is through teaching.
传真理给别人需要学习。
First, Timothy was to pass on what he heard Paul say.
首先，保罗说给提摩太听，提摩太说给别人听。
Timothy was to entrust it to reliable men who will also be able to teach others.
其次，提摩太需要把真理委托给可靠的人，有资格继续传递真理的人。
The reliable men would teach as Timothy had taught.
可靠的人会继续的传真理，如同提摩太。
Teaching involves explaining what the Bible says.
传真理包括解释圣经所说的。
It involves explaining what the Bible means.
传真理包括解释圣经的意义。
And it involves explaining how the Bible is to be applied.
传真理牵涉到解释如何应用圣经。
When Paul instructed Titus about teaching older women, he emphasized the application of truth.
当保罗教导提多关于教年老妇女的时候，他强调应用真理来教学。
The older women were to teach what was good.
年长的妇女教什么是好的。
They were to teach a godly lifestyle.
年长的妇女教什么是虔诚的生活方式。
Paul mentioned reverent behavior, avoiding gossip, and not drinking too much.
保罗说，虔诚的行为是避免闲话，是不多喝。
They were also to encourage younger women to be loving wives and mothers.
他还鼓励年轻的女性如何成为充满爱的妻子和母亲。
Older women were entrusted with the truth to pass on to younger women.
年老的妇女需要把传真理给年轻的女性。
Paul reminded Timothy from whom he had heard the truth.
保罗提醒提摩太，不要忘了，真理是很难学的。
Timothy's mother and grandmother had taught him the truth.
提摩太的母亲跟祖母把真理传给他。
In chapter 1, verse 5, Paul remembered the faith which had been in Timothy's grandmother Lois.
在一章五节，保罗想起提摩太的外祖母 Lois 对神的信心。
He remembered the faith which had been in Timothy's mother Eunice.
保罗还记得提摩太的母亲 Eunice 对神的信心。
And Paul is confident that the same faith is in Timothy.
保罗相信提摩太也有同样对神有信心。
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15.
请看提摩太第三章14跟15节。
Do you have that there you can read? Yes.
第三章十四节，但你所学习的，所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是很难学的。第十五节，并知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Timothy had known the basics since childhood.
提摩太从小就知道真理的知识。
He had learned them from his mother and grandmother.
他从他母亲跟祖母学了。
Teaching is a primary way of passing on the truth to others.
教真理给别人是传真理的一个主要的方式。
We are to teach the truth to others.
我们必须教真理给别人。
As we grow in our knowledge, we are to pass it on to others.
我们懂得多就得教得多。
We focus particularly on those who have proven themselves reliable.
我们特别关注那些证明自己是可靠的人。
But verbal teaching is not the only way in which we pass on the truth.
可是口头的教学不只是唯一的方法传真理。
We entrust the truth in a broader manner.
我们可以用其他方式，更广泛的方式来教真理。
That is what Paul explicitly says in 2 Timothy 3:10.
提摩太三章十十节，保罗明确地说
：“Look at that verse。”
三章十节说：“但你已经服从了我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。”
Timothy did not only know Paul, did not only know Paul's teaching.
提摩太并不只知道保罗的教导。
Timothy had observed Paul's way of life, his purpose, faith, patience, and endurance.
提摩太也知道保罗的生活，他的人生目的，信心、耐心和耐力。
The word know in verse 10 is not the normal word for knowing something.
知道这个词在这里不是日常的用法。
It means to follow closely.
知道这个词在这里意味着紧紧地跟随着。
It can mean to observe closely.
紧紧跟随，密切观察。
Or it can mean to follow something as a rule.
知道这个词也可以意味着做事要遵守规则。
Timothy followed what Paul taught.
提摩太跟随保罗的教导。
And he followed what Paul lived.
提摩太跟随保罗的生活方式。
This is exactly what Paul encourages in other letters.
这正是保罗在他其他书卷里面鼓励我们的。
1 Corinthians 4:16, he says, I urge you to imitate me.
哥林多前书四章十六节，所以我求你们效法我。
In 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1, he wrote, follow my example.
哥林多前书十一章一节，他写道，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
In 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 9, he wrote that they had made themselves a model to follow.
提撒尼罗加后书三章九节，这并不是因为我们没有权柄，乃是要给你们做榜样，叫你们效法我们。
Sounds like you read the whole verse. In Philippians 3, 9, we read these words.
腓立比书三章九节，
What you have learned, received, heard or seen in me, practice.
你从我这里学习的，接受到的，听到的，或者看到的，实践入你的日常生活。
Paul called upon people to receive what he said and live as he lived.
保罗呼吁人们接受他所说的话和效仿他的生活方式。
He entrusted the truth to people in words and in actions.
他传真理，他说什么就做什么。
How you live is as important as what you say.
你怎么生活跟你说什么是同样重要的。
You are passing on something to those who watch you.
你传真理给谁，谁就视察你。
Is it the truth?
这是真的吗？
Is it the gospel?
这是福音吗？
Are you living the gospel?
福音是你生活的指标吗？
Paul could point Timothy to his own life.
保罗以自己的生命为例子。
Paul referred to his teaching.
保罗提到他的教学。
And Paul pointed to his life.
他指的是他自己的生命。
We entrust the truth to others through our words and our actions.
我们通过我们的语言，我们的行为传真理给别人。
A runner usually does not run a race simply for the sake of running.
选手通常不只是为了比赛而比赛。
He enters a race and strives to reach the goal.
选手进入比赛赛场，他努力是为了达到目标。
Now, a relay runner may not himself cross the finish line.
一个接力棒的选手可能不会越过终点线。
He passes the baton and another runs.
他把接力棒传到另外一个选手。
But the team together has the same purpose.
但是团队要有同样的目标才叫合作。
And the fourth guideline for this spiritual race is to look to the goal.
第四个准则，属灵的比赛就是以终点线为目标。
Paul was faithful with the truth for specific purposes.
保罗忠心，以真理来达到特定的目标。
He entrusted to others for these same reasons.
保罗传真理给别人也是为了同样的目的。
And we find at least six in chapter 2.
关于这点在第二章我们至少可以在六段经文里面看到。
Look at chapter 2 verse 4.
请看第四节。
Paul ran well in order to please Jesus Christ.
保罗以良好的行为来取悦耶稣基督。
He wanted the approval of Jesus.
保罗要耶稣的认可。
This should motivate all of us.
耶稣的认可应当是激励我们每一个人。
Whose approval do you seek?
除了耶稣以外，你还需要谁的认可呢？
Elsewhere, Paul warns about seeking to please people.
保罗警告我们，不要讨好人，只要讨好神。
It's a constant danger.
这个危险始终存在。
We wonder, what do people think?
我们在乎别人怎么看我们。
But it's more important what Jesus thinks.
耶稣怎么看我们，这才值得在乎。
Does he approve?
耶稣赞成吗？
Run to please Jesus.
做让耶稣高兴的事。
Look at verses 5 and 6.
看看第五章六节。
Paul also ran to receive the reward.
保罗也很急地跑去领取奖励。
In verse 5, he calls it the victor's crown.
在第五节，他说奖励。他把奖励称为胜利者的王冠。
In verse 6, he refers to the farmer's harvest.
在第六节，他指的是农民的收成。
We will benefit from the efforts which we put out for Jesus.
我们为耶稣而做的努力，我们会受益。
He rewards faithful service.
他奖励忠诚的服务。
It's not wrong to endure for the sake of the reward.
为了求奖励而忍受，这是没错的。
Jesus has promised it.
耶稣也同意这点。
Look at verse 10.
请看第十节。
Paul's efforts were certainly not merely selfish.
保罗的努力肯定不只是自私的。
In verse 10, he says that he endures everything for the sake of the elect.
在第十节他说，他忍受一切是为了选民。
He endures that they too may attain the salvation which is in Jesus Christ.
他忍受让他们也可以得到耶稣基督的救恩。
He echoes the same thought in chapter 4, verse 17.
在四章十七节，他呼应了同样的思想。
Paul endured hardship so that people could hear the gospel and be saved.
保罗受苦，人们才能听福音而得救。
He entrusted the gospel to others with this same expectation.
保罗委托福音给别人，持有同样的期望。
They were also to proclaim the gospel.
他们需要宣告福音。
He wanted to see even more people saved.
他希望看到更多人得救。
We have been entrusted with the truth for the sake of others.
别人把真理传给我们，我们把真理继续传给更多的人。
We are to proclaim the gospel so that people will hear and be saved.
我们要传福音，使更多人能够听到福音而得救。
Look at verse 12.
请看第十二节。
Paul also expected to reign with Christ.
保罗也有望和基督一同掌权。
If we endure, we will also reign with him.
如果我们忍让，我们也将和他一同掌权。
In Romans 8, verse 17, Paul calls believers fellow heirs with Christ.
罗马书八章十七节。
When Christ receives his kingdom on earth, believers will inherit with him.
当耶稣基督收到地上的王国，信徒将继承他。
This is also implied in the parable of the talents in Luke 19.
在路加福音19章11到27节，人才的比喻也谈到这一点。
In verse 17, we see that Paul looked at the needs within the church.
在第17节，我们看到保罗重视教会内部的需要。
He endured and entrusted the truth to others for the sake of the church.
保罗受苦传真理给别人，是为了教堂而着想。
The truth is necessary for the health of the church.
健康的教会需要真理。
According to verse 17, false teaching spreads in the body like gangrene.
根据第十七节，假教学附在身上就像坏疽。
It rots the flesh.
假教学使你的肉腐烂。
The truth must be taught for the health of the church.
为了教会的健康，必须传真理。
Finally, in verse 26, he applies this to individuals.
最后第二十六节，提摩太把重点放在个人。
Timothy was to teach the truth to those who opposed the truth.
提摩太传真理给那些反对真理的人。
They were in the trap of the devil.
反对真理人掉进了魔鬼的陷阱。
God might grant them repentance when they hear the truth.
当他们听到真理，上帝会赐予他们悔改。
Then they would escape the trap.
这样他们才能离开陷阱。
The goal of the race is not in the running.
竞赛的目的不在。
It is to please Christ.
竞赛是为了取悦耶稣基督。
It is to care for his people individually and corporately.
竞赛是关心神的儿女，从个人到众人。
It's to receive the reward from Christ.
是为了接受来自基督的奖励。
Run to reach the goal.
要达到目标得跑。
Paul was totally committed to the word of God.
保罗是完全承诺于神的话语。
Paul had entrusted the word to Timothy.
保罗传真理给提摩太。
Timothy was to entrust it to others.
提摩太传真理给别人。
Timothy had to prepare well.
提摩太必须做好准备。
He had to choose the right team.
提摩太必须选择合适的团队。
He had to correctly pass on the truth.
提摩太要正确地传真理。
And he needed to look to the goal.
他需要望着目标。
These are also guidelines which will help us.
这些指导的原则会帮助我们。
The truth is important.
真理是重要的。
Next to our relationship with Christ, his word is the most precious thing which we have.
我们和基督的关系，神的话是我们拥有的宝物里面最宝贵的。
It defines our relationship to Christ.
神的话定义了我们对基督的关系。
God has entrusted us with his word.
上帝赋予我们他的话，真理。
And we are responsible to entrust it to others.
我们有责任把神的话，真理传给更多的人。
Christ and his word are important for them and for others.
基督和神的话对提摩太和保罗是最重要的，对我们也一样重要。
We guard it.
我们保护真理。
But we also pass it on.
但是我们也继续传真理。
We entrust to others so it can be passed on again and again.
我们传真理给别人，以便真理可以一次又一次地传下去。
And it's all for the glory of Jesus Christ.
一切荣耀归于耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.